Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
So every Tuesday in the 11 o'clock hour, we set aside time for folks that are participating with the NOLA Coalition. And we've been the beneficiary of meeting with a lot of great people that are doing great work for great reasons, making a huge difference in our community. They truly are difference makers. And it's that collaborative effort of everyone working towards whatever their mission statement may be, what their vision may be, trying to improve individuals one by one or sections of the city, different groups of the city. It doesn't matter, because when the tide rises, it rises for all of us. And we can only succeed if everyone kind of succeeds together. And we all want the same thing. There's all kinds of cliche statements about that, right? So it's been an honor to have these folks on. Well, today we have Leroy Brown. He is the lead of the Opportunity Hubs ecosystem development, and he joins us. Leroy, welcome to the show.
Hey, Noel, man. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us. Leroy, if you would, tell our listening audience about OHUB and what it is.
Okay, so Opportunity Hub was an organization that was started about 13 years ago by our co-founders, Rodney and Shantara Sampson, in Atlanta. And at the time, it was during that big tech boom, and the goal was to, you know, help their drive diversity in the tech space in Atlanta during that time. And as you know, they had a huge boom, and I think that city has been growing ever since. We were fortunate enough to get OHUB over here to help with the Louisiana energy expansion. And we're kind of doing something very similar in Louisiana now. You know, we're looking for underserved founders, black and brown founders, to try to take advantage of the expansion of energy here, be it wind, solar, or climate tech. Anything that, you know, our founders are working on, we're pretty interested in trying to get them some support.
So when we look at, let's talk about the need. Obviously, I love data, and when you look at data, especially in the high-tech field, what you do find is some underrepresentation. I'm not clear as to what all the reasons are, but obviously blacks are underrepresented in this group. Hispanics are underrepresented in this group. Females as a whole are underrepresented in this group. Two groups that are either at their representative percentage of the population, whites, and who's above, almost double their representative number, are Asians. Why is that?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, when you start to look at the tech space is highly technical. I think sometimes, you know, we have folks who spend more time in arts and science and those different spaces. If you listen to, you know, somebody like a Dr. Kavamaki or even the guys over at GNO Inc., there's been a big push for our students to spend more time, you know, working in that STEM space. So mm-hmm. by getting more exposure to STEM and by getting more exposure to technologies and the opportunities to bring, you know, problem solving for like great, you know, tech ideas around climate resilience, all those different things. But giving those folks the opportunity to get their ideas to come forward, to, you know, get venture capitalists to check them out, we're hoping that we have the opportunity to kind of change that narrative.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I look at school systems across the country. We just had, you know, our school system here with a $36 million financial mistake, and you kind of scratch your head, and I'm very mystified by how we find ourselves in this predicament. But sometimes I feel like we're one step forward, two steps back.
Well, I would tell you why I feel like we are more forward than not. And when sometimes we don't get an opportunity to talk about this, I think that at the state level, you know, that there is opportunity. I know there's an investment that has been made in our infrastructure. And as you know, there is a demand for labor across the country. So with that being said, I mean, the opportunity we have is to create something that will, you know, those folks who may have with the school here or trained here, give them the opportunity to come back home and raise their families here. I think that's the one thing that all Louisianans that I've talked to from, you know, be it from Monroe, Ruston, all the way down here to, you know, Lafayette or New Orleans. I think everybody kind of wants the same for that population. So there is opportunity there. You know, I can never speak to the challenges that we face, you know, based on, you know, past decisions or current situations. What I can tell you what's in front of us is an opportunity to get more folks involved in the work space, to get more folks in workforce through technology. So, and that's happening, you know, at an excellent rate, like at 2-year colleges. There are a lot of different disciplines that just require certifications for people to have the opportunity to participate. So I know more about the opportunity at this particular point in time, actually, than I do about the challenge.
Leroy, but I think you would agree, it's not only an opportunity for us as a country and for us to succeed and have our economy succeed, it's an absolute necessity, right?
Yeah, it is, really, man. You're talking about a rethinking of traditional jobs and that traditional workspace. You know, for us to, you know, look at coding in a different way, for us to look at the opportunities like technology, or, you know, for our state, you know, we're looking at carbon capture, decarbonization, the role of hydrogen. I mean, we're a huge energy state. I think we're fourth overall. So there's going to be opportunities there with that, you know, all of the above philosophy, because we still have solar and wind, other energies that we can lean into. So, you know, I really do believe, you know, at this particular moment, that there are some opportunities and some resources that have, you know, that may give us an opportunity to kind of change the narrative down here in Louisiana. I know the whole state, the whole country, does have its opportunities right now, but I do believe just being able to focus on creating opportunities for those folks that want to come home or that are home and want opportunities in technology or in technical field, I think it's great that we have an opportunity to focus on that.
What do you think is the biggest challenge? Because this requires execution, right? I mean, we can talk about mm-hmm. opportunity all we want, but you don't have opportunity unless you have execution to create that opportunity, mm-hmm. right? Real opportunities. Mm-hmm. What do you think is the biggest hurdle for that?
Well, I think when we're talking about the climate tech space and what we're doing, I think it's more access to capital. I mean, you know, we're working to not only create an opportunity for the founders to come forth, to have their ideas incubated, you know, to kind of fine-tune them, but we're also looking for opportunities to get venture capitalists and the folks that invest in those projects in the room. But also, I mean, you know, I think that, you know, the other thing that's taking place, too, is that move, like I said, towards STEM, more push to get more of our kids involved in the technology space in order for us to take advantage of some opportunities too.
Yeah, you know, and we've been fortunate, and I think you appropriately outlined this earlier as to how many folks are really involved in the promotion and the advancement of STEM education here and to provide more opportunities for experiential learning. To try any number of ways to get kids to pique their curiosity, so to speak. You know, STEM had fallen by the wayside for so long, not only here in New Orleans, but throughout the country, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I guess, you know, and everybody has that whole mantra of, I don't necessarily like math. But I think one of the things that we're finding is that, you know, obviously, you know, mathematics, science, technology, and engineering is definitely the wave of the future. It's a way for us to close the wealth gap as a whole. I mean, there are opportunities now for 18-year-olds to come out with certain certifications and make as much as $70,000 to $80,000 a year. And if some folks think that's a, you know, that's a big number, we can, even if we tone it down $55,000 or $60,000 a year, if you're talking about 18 years old and being able to start out in that space, and the you know, the sky really is the limit when it comes to that. But it is going to require us, you know, to rethink where we put some of that focus. And then also you have STEAM too, whether you have art art mixed in as well. And I think in our culture, you know, we're also looking to drive the conversation between art and, you know, art and climate itself, you know, being able to kind of message through our artists, but also get our artists involved in the creative side of creating solutions that are going to be good for our it's going to be good for our city in regards to climate challenge.
Leroy, I always liked math. I just didn't like algebra, trigonometry, or calculus. You take those three out of the math. That was good.
Yeah, well, when you take those three out, we can't go too much further, man. We can't go too much further. You know, it's like, you know, back in the day, we would sit in the classroom. We'd go, when am I ever going to use this? And to this day, I don't know when I'm going to use some of that stuff. But I definitely believe that, you know, math gets us to thinking, helps our critical thinking, and that critical thinking helps our problem solving. And by creating more problem solvers, man, it's going to give us the opportunity to get more folks involved in this space.
Absolutely. Now you guys have an event coming up, I think November 21st, right? Tell us about it.
Yes, man. So at November 21st at the shop right there at CAC, we're going to have another climate tech booth. And so we have taken 37 founders through our incubator. We now have the top five. And on that Thursday night, we're going to have the opportunity to have them to judge the competition, take the top person, and make it a capital investment of $100,000 in that particular concept or project. So yeah,
how many of these have you guys done before? Have you done these before?
This is our third cohort. Our first one we did in March. We was in conjunction with NOE, and I think we had about five of our founders come out of that particular opportunity. Then we had cohort two, which came through in June, and we funded two projects out of that. And then we'll have this one in November, and then we'll have one person or maybe two come out of that. It depends on what the judges think.
And I guess you guys continue to follow them along their path, right?
And that's the part about the ecosystem development that I focus heavily on. You know, we have a great partner in Greater New Orleans Inc., which gives us opportunity to connect our founders with industry partners. So when they come through with these great ideas and we're able to fund them, then we're able to kind of try to get them plugged into our economic ecosystem and look for opportunities to get their projects as active as we possibly can. I mean, we've had some victories with, we have a guy who has an alternative insulation, Joel Holston, one of our founders from cohort one, and he's going on to, you know, work with New Orleans Finance New Orleans, and they're actually insulating now about 13 homes in the area, which should drive down, you know, the cost of electricity for those homeowners. So, we stick with them, and we continue to try to look for either opportunities for them to participate in another incubator. You know, we have several around here. Idea Village runs an excellent incubator. I think Propeller also has one. And Finance New Orleans just had an excellent pitch competition. So it's heating up around, you know, getting startups and small businesses the opportunity to shine and get some finances and get their projects active.
I read numerous articles about that young man with the insulation, and it was off and running, which was very exciting, and some of the others that y'all have had, too. I've got a couple of texts here, Leroy. How do folks get in touch with your organization?
A couple ways, man. You can reach out to me directly at leroy@ohub, and that's ohub.at. Or you can jump. You can join our app, which can help you kind of, you know, if you want to just kind of join the app and watch what's going on and spend some, you know, and spend time with us there. You can jump on at the shop, theshop, and that's .ohub.at. And that way you can, you can join our app, man. You can see some of the things that we're doing. There's some founders in there and the other folks, and they're just having conversations around new energy and climate tech.
Absolutely.
And well, you can also register for our event that's coming up on the 21st.
On the 21st, and I think y'all have another one in March of 2025, if my memory serves me correct. I was doing some research.
Yeah, man. We will either have it in March, or we will have the first quarter. Our quarter starts April, May, June. So we either have it in March or in that first quarter of the April, May, June time frame. And like I said, man, we will, after we have November 21st, we will start our recruiting all over again. And the goal is to continue to, you know, bring these founders forward, encourage them to, you know, be confident in what they're doing, and give us the opportunity to get them some exposure.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Leroy Brown, ecosystem development leader at Opportunity Hub. Best of luck to you on your function Thursday night, November the 21st, 7 p.m. at the shop at the Contemporary Arts Center, the CAC.
Yes, 900 Camp.
And they will live stream that with fireside chat and pitches as well. Where can they catch that?
Again, you go on the shop dot
on the shop. Okay.
Dot AT, and that will give you access to our Pixel platform inside the app. And man, you can watch and just kind of watch these guys as they tell you a little bit about their projects.
Absolutely, sounds exciting, Leroy Brown. Thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck to you in this endeavor.
Always an honor to be here with you, Noah. Appreciate you, man. Thank you so much for the support.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakwood Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.